the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Descript, which calls itself an audio word processor, has added a service called Overdub. This synthesizes your own voice, allowing you to make small edits or even full podcasts without sitting in front of a microphone. Descript has also improved removal of filler words and has a revised set of subscription plans. There is a free 7-day trial. And yes, I'm using it for this part of the podcast, up until now, where I'll turn human again. Whoa, that was weird. Now, what are the top 100 most popular podcast names? Anyone can call their podcast anything, but there are a surprising amount of podcasts all called the same thing, it turns out. You'll find the full list in our show notes and our newsletter. The number one name is No Title. Now, really, try searching for it. Entail's iOS app has had an overhaul. It now showcases movies and TV shows you mention in podcasts, has a new player design, a new Discover screen, and works faster. Brooklyn's Gilded Audio has announced 2020's Signal to Noise Award, which offers a production grant. The award celebrates creative work that synthesizes audio documentary and experimental sound design. You've until the end of August to apply. Australian commercial network Nova Entertainment is looking for a head of podcasts and digital content. The little words sponsorship visas welcomed in this ad might help you make the move to the other side of the world. Dixo, the 15-year-old Spanish language podcast network, has partnered with Acast for distribution and advertising. Pod Apollo is the first ever interactive and gamified podcast network, according to its founder. Libsyn has a new FTP server, in case you care about that sort of thing. Podcast network HeadGum, which owns the Gumball Marketplace, has received investment from Union Square Ventures. Details weren't announced, but HotPod reckons it's about $2 million. There's a free podcast event today, Rain's Global Podcast Leadership Summit. It's from 11 a.m. Eastern. Our editor, that's me, is moderating a session about analytics and targeting. That's at 4 o'clock in the morning for me. Brilliant. Fancy a group session? Spotify now lets you listen to your favourite podcast with up to 5 friends at the same time. And after PodNews reported a bug, Headliner have found and fixed a part of its production process to correctly add its user agent, thus helping podcasters everywhere. We're grateful to the company. And in podcast news, David Tennant Does a Podcast With has returned for a second season, promising guests that rarely do interviews but always have interesting stories to share. Guests for this new season include Tim Minchin, Dame Judi Dench, and Brian Cox. Hold My Bread has the unlikely combination of stand-up comedians and investment in the stock market. Focusing on personal finance, it offers solid advice and insight for listeners who are relatively new to investing, while being hilarious and entertaining along the way. And Story Notes from podcast network Stable talks to world-class audio producers sharing exclusive material. We play it, then we ask questions, they say. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.